Let me show you how I not allow the enemy to trap her thoughts like that. Boss got my code to my iPad, my phone, and everything here. You know why she got that stuff? Because there was a time in my life where I had to go to the bathroom with my phone. I had to go to the shower with my phone. I had to flip my phone over. I got to do all these different things. Leave my phone in the car sometimes. Man, ain't enough of that foolishness no more. Man, let me tell y'all something. If you a man in this house and you thinking you done got it together and you doing everything by the book, I'm here to tell you, there's a moment in your life where you did some shady mess. I will tell on myself before you have to point the finger at me. And Bishop, these guys are still up. Man, I'm not up for foolishness no more. That's why I make sure my thoughts and her thoughts line up together, and then when we come together, we fellowship. I make sure my boys understand that no matter what, God is everything you need, and you better know that mom and dad is the second. Everything you need, and dad is right there. Right there. Amen? Bishop, them men got their arms still up. And I'm almost done. I'm almost done. But hold on. Hold on. I'm almost done. If your arm get tired, look down at your wife, and she going to wink at you, and it's going to get back strong. Homeboy like this. Oh, that wife there got her. Look at this. There you go. There you go. That's a helpmate. That's a helpmate. Hey, you know, in the business, we say this all the time to our customer. Help, 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 help. Basically mean you help somebody else. You stand in the gap for somebody else. You know what I mean? We use help, help a lot because help, help is in the word of God. Amen. Keep them up. I'm going to let you go down in a minute. I'm gonna let you get down in a minute. You know, I'm gonna let you get down in a minute. Y'all do understand I'm an exercise specialist, right? Okay. Whenever somebody doing some exercise or something, man, I like repetition. See, I'm up here sweating already. All right, watch this. Get back with me. Hey, young people, man, he done stood up. You know what I mean? I like that. Young people, if you're with me, say aye. Move with me, young people. Can I get some young people to stand up on your feet? Stand up, young people. Yeah, I see you. Yeah. All right, here we go. Back, here we go. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I got y'all with me now. Yeah, wake you up. All right, here we go. Watch this. Are y'all ready? Can y'all hear me now? All right, watch this. Since I'm an exercise specialist, I'm going to throw this in. I'm not even going to charge you guys. Let's go back to Adam and Eve at that. Eating that fruit. Men still got their hand up, Bishop. Watch this. Trust me, I ain't trying to get a thought from God. I already got it. Don't worry. Okay. I ain't procrastinating. But I want y'all to hear what I'm about to say. I ain't procrastinating. Trust me. Watch this. The moment they ate of something that they shouldn't have, that created a lot of problems within us. The very thing that they did is the very things that we are doing now. When they disobeyed, that's what we doing now, disobeying, okay? They ate a piece of something that they had no business eating. We right now today eating stuff that we don't supposed to eat, and it's creating a disconnect from us and God. What was the disconnect from Adam and Eve and God? What was the disconnect? The disobedient, they ate the fruit, right? That created a disconnect, right? Yeah, it ain't no trick question. What allowed them to get separated from God? When God went looking for Adam, where are you, Adam? It ain't like God didn't know where he was. But you were disconnected by the Spirit. He's trying to get you back connected. Why did you do this? So when we eat the wrong thing and all our the body and the system go in all kind of different directions, guess what it's doing? It's bringing forth a disconnect. So the very thing in the beginning what happened is what's happening now. We're putting our mouth on the wrong things. We're putting our focus on the wrong things. We got our focus on the wrong things. Where's your focus, man? Where are your focus, ladies? But I want to run to the altar and get healed from diabetes and heart disease and all the other things. And God say, do not eat that because it's an unclean meat. It's an unclean thing. But man, guess what I'm going to eat when I leave out of church? All the things that are giving me the complications of what I have right now today, if those are the things. I said all the complications that's trying to attack the body right now today. All the complications that's trying to overtake or are trying to attack the body today. Y'all see what I'm saying? Y'all hear me? So quit saying your diabetes and your heart disease and your high blood pressure and your because if you say what's yours, then you taking ownership, then it's yours. But if you say that blood pressure that's trying to overtake my body, now it don't belong to you. So all you need to do is get prayed for, get some direction from the scripture, and then walk thereof. But if you say my diabetes, then you go to that pastor and say, Pastor, pray for my diabetes, it's yours. So I don't care what kind of prayer I bitch or pray, you done took ownership, so therefore God can release what he's already going to do anyway. Because you're saying it's yours. Well, it looks like I'm going to take Bishop Lex's keys from him and say it's my car. Do you know what kind of weapon Bishop got? Don't ask me. Because you ain't ready. Don't have no idea. You ain't ready. Try to bust up in his house and take what's his. You ain't ready. He got the scripture, but he got something else to bag it up too. So as a man, quit taking ownership of stuff that's in your life that don't belong to you. Man, I just can't help it, man. I'm just a man. And then when you're back up against the wall, you want God to help you in that situation. But you just said, I can't help it, man. I'm just a man. Well, AJ, maybe I just need some help. Can you help me? Show me in scripture where I can spend time with that scripture, meditate on that scripture so I can become a better man. Because I'm missing it in this area. I really want help. And I'm going to show you I want help because this is what's going on in my life and I really need some direction. Show me in scripture where I need to go that I can study, meditate, and get in that word that I can become the man that God created me to be. AJ, I don't need your opinion. I need to see it in scripture. Did y'all follow me? How many people you know that give you their opinion? Man, I'm going to tell you something. Opinion is just like the thing that you sit on. Everybody got one. And if you step back and think about it, at the end of the day, when you take their advice, and most of the time we run to people that got the same problem, but they specialize in giving you an advice with the same problem that they got. But at the end of the day, you do what they said, and then you end up having the same stuff that come out of what you said. Oh, I'm sorry, boss. It turned into all of that mess because now your life is messed up, messy, because you're taking advice from somebody that's giving you advice on something that ain't even scripture. So men, if you want help to become a better man, guess what? Do what I did. I linked up with one of the best bishops and pastors in the world and I feed off him. I go where he go. I listen to him. I do what he do. That's why I dressed up like this because I couldn't come back behind his podium and half step like him. Do y'all see how he dressed? Man, I want to be like, Bishop. He said, you want the mic today? Yes. Why? Because I want my life to change. I don't want to be an average. Bishop, these men still got their hands up. Still got their hands up. Tread probably hand went down after 30 seconds, probably. I ain't gonna look back. Y'all just tell me, help is on the way. Almost there. Oh, almost there.
Almost there. Almost there. I promise you. Y'all hands about to come down.